Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonzer as we talk about the number of cattle being processed right now, 20% lower than a year ago. Back in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says that right now we're really battling to keep the infrastructure of our beef pipeline up and running. We've got several beef processing plants that are running at reduced speeds or stopped right now because of coronavirus, and he says that means fewer cattle are being processed.
Let's look at the actual operating capacity this past week. As USDA reported it, the initial estimate was just over 500,000 head processed, 502. That's down from 536 the week before and down from a full 642 same week the year before. I've also made note about the amount of beef that's produced, but the percentage changes are very similar, of course. Compared to the prior week, we are 6 to 7% lower in terms of number of head. And then compared to the same week last year, we're 20% lower. Well, first and foremost, there's lots of anecdotal evidence and my own diving into past cattle on feed report data suggests we pulled forward some cattle in March. That bought some time, so to speak, right now. Animals are still growing. They might be in a little bit more maintenance mode than normal, but they're still out there growing, so we can't ignore this. But I do think we bought ourselves some flexibility by pulling cattle forward into March. This is an important point to interject. There's two major reports from USDA coming this week. On Friday is the cattle on feed report. Of course, everybody always wants to know that, but if you want an update on currency, that is going to be a very useful update. How many animals did we have on April 1st? What were the placements and marketings in March? Front and center of that discussion. And then also, while I'm talking about reports, on Wednesday, the cold storage report comes out. That's connected with this because I probably spent as much time in the last 10 days of the media talking about, are we going to run out of meat or not? You know, how does this all fit together from a consumer availability perspective? Getting an update on our cold storage stock information. Again, that comes out Wednesday, will help us round out that story.
Now, pretty well anybody who's in the beef cattle business is wondering, when is this thing going to get better? Can it get better? Well, Dr. Tonzer says, yep, it can get better. And he lays out a scenario on how we might be able to move those prices gradually, grudgingly back up.
If beef demand abroad and then here domestically can rebound, a lot of our exports go to Asia. And by most reports, you know, there's some positive signs that maybe on the health front and hopefully the economic front thereafter, things are improving and maybe they're quote unquote ahead of Europe and North America on that front. If we start opening up the economy domestically and we slowly get restaurant trade back up and we really slowly probably get business travel back up, that will be supportive of loin products and the like that you would hope would show back up. Back to my comments about different primals having very different patterns that would spill over into higher live cattle prices. We have a long ways to go on that. I'm concerned that aggregate beef demand is certainly going to be lower than it was before, simply because the macroeconomic environment is certainly weaker than it was before COVID. But hopefully the worst of that particular story is behind us. That's what's embedded in my hope comment. I'm not promising we go back to where we were last, say, like November on the demand front, but hopefully we get better than we were through all of March, for example.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, of course, on staff at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. Dr. Tonzer has got a lot of good information, along with some other great stuff, from the K-State Ag Economics Department at their website, www.agmanager, all one word, agmanager.info. You can scroll down their most recent items, go to April 16th, and you'll see Beef Cattle Sector Thoughts. That is information, a webinar video that Dr. Tonzer has provided. Got a lot of great information about where this beef cattle situation is right now as far as pricing is concerned. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The second annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale will be happening Saturday, April 25th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. Over 160 head will sell, including 80 registered Angus and Hereford bulls and 55 registered Angus female lots. And the sale will feature the complete dispersal of the mock Angus herd of Cement, Oklahoma. The dispersal will include cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and heifers. For a sale book, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Catalogs will also be available at mcsauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.